Hey girl, welcome to Christian Girls Pop. My name is Stephanie Bright and I'm the founder of this girls group as well as your host for the podcast. Around here we are all about purpose, obedience, and prayer. That's what makes us pop. You're guaranteed to laugh, cry, learn, grow, and most importantly, become more like Jesus. We're going to rock this thing out and we're going to have fun doing it. You ready? Let's go. Hey girl, and welcome to another episode of Christian Girls Pop. I have a special bonus episode here for you today. This is different than our college knowledge content that we've been going through each week. I have some really cool content that I want to share with you from an amazing conference that I was able to attend, and I want to give you all the deets. And you also get to hear an interview that I was able to be a part of from an amazing woman in Hollywood who is an actress but also a believer. So let's get right into it. So maybe you've heard of this, maybe you haven't. Maybe you saw on the gram or maybe you didn't, but I was able to be a part of the Woman Evolve Conference 2023. I was invited to go as a media press for this conference, and y'all, it was absolutely an amazing, phenomenal experience, and I want to tell y'all a little bit about it. So before I get into like what I did, let's just talk about what the conference is and who hosts it. Maybe you know all about this conference, maybe you went to the conference, or maybe you've never heard of it. I want to just fill you in on all the things, girl. So first and foremost, Woman Evolve Conference is actually a sequel or carrying on of a conference, a women's ministry that has been around for many years called Woman Thou Art Loosed. Maybe you are familiar with that. That was hosted by T.D. Jakes for many, many years, and he was so faithful to that, to making sure that conference came to life every year. It was always just an amazing time in the Lord, revival. There's so many women that have been able to attend over the years, and he recently passed it on to his daughter, Sarah Jakes Roberts. So if you've never heard of her, I really highly encourage you to check her out. So she is now the one that's hosting the women's conferences. So the name has now changed to Woman Evolve, as she stepped into the role of being the host for these conferences. And so this was the first year since that transition that has been made, and everyone was just really looking forward to how it was gonna go. And y'all, it did not miss. Like, there was nothing that anyone came for that they didn't receive. Like, everyone just came in such expectation, and God just really showed up. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's back it up a little bit. So Woman Thou Art Loosed is now changed to Woman Evolve, and it's hosted by Sarah Jakes Roberts. If you don't know about her, she is a wife, an author, a mother, a minister, a businesswoman. She's like Boss Babe, the It Woman. She's like that girl, right? And so she has just helped so many other women to evolve, to walk in their purpose, to walk in what God has for them. And this conference was to really help women to evolve in every area of their life, not just spiritually, because how many of y'all know that God cares for more than just our spiritual side, right? Like, he wants us to be financially well. He wants us to be emotionally well. He wants us to heal from things. He wants us to balance out our emotions, to have healthy friendships. He wants all these things. He's a holistic God. He cares for all of us. And so that was very well represented here at this conference. So obviously there was sermons, there was preaching, there was revival, there was just Holy Spirit breakout moments, but there also were sessions about managing your finances and leaving a legacy and making sure that your marriage is solid, and just so many different ways that you could become a better you. That was the whole goal of this, to evolve, to be the best you. Like, we're not out here trying to be subpar at best, right? Like, we want to be the absolute best that God has for us. And that requires sometimes someone else coming alongside and showing us different parts of our life that we need to work on, or different areas where we can grow and mature. And that's what this conference was all about. So it was amazing. This was a huge, huge event. 40,000 women were all in one place. 40,000 women. That's insane, right? 40,000 women at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. That's where the Lord met us, in that place. And Woman Evolve was actually listed as the fastest selling women's conference at Globe Life Field. Like, we packed that thing out. Like, women came from all over, and not just America. There were people that flew in from other countries to attend this amazing event. And it was just everywhere you looked, there was sisters, there was believers, there was, you know, these were your sisters in Christ everywhere you turned. It was packed. It was amazing. And it was just like, it was so cool to see someone really just believe God to fill up a stadium. And then he did. Like, she literally said, hey, we were going to, like, originally the conference was going to be hosted at the Potter's House there in Dallas. And once tickets started just, you know, selling out so fast, they decided to go for the next level and go for the stadium. And that's a big step of faith. Like, y'all don't understand the amount of pressure and the amount of weight that had to be on Sarah Jakes Roberts as she took on hosting this event, and, you know, all the contracts and all the deals and all the things that go into renting out a whole stadium for a weekend. Like, crazy. But God said, I see your faith and I got you. And 40,000 women showed up all in one place for the Woman Evolve Conference 2023. So that kind of helps paint the picture of what the weekend looked like. I also have some recaps on Instagram, so make sure you go check that out. I put the links here in the show notes, so make sure you go and look at all the videos and pictures from that weekend. And you can find that on Instagram at Christian Girls Pop. Make sure you follow us. And okay, let's talk about the speaker lineup. Like, the lineup at this conference was, it did not miss. There were so many just amazing speakers that could speak into so many different areas of our life. So let me read off a couple. So obviously we had Sarah Jakes Roberts. She's the founder of Woman Evolve. We had T.D. Jakes, which is her dad, but also he is just a well-renowned pastor, preacher, businessman. We also had Teray Roberts, which is Sarah Jakes Roberts' husband. He's also the founder of One, which is their church in LA. Sarita Jakes, which is Sarah's mom. Brené Brown, who is a scholar and research professor and has written many books that maybe you are familiar with. We had Devon Franklin, Yvonne Orji, April Daniels, Priya Ferguson, Linda Griffin, Love McPherson, Anthony O'Neill, Dr. Anita Phillips, Naomi Rain, David Mann, Dr. Natalie Sampson, and just so many more. And that's just the ones that were speakers. We had Chandler Moore there for the worship, along with Trinity Anderson. The worship team was fire. We had Marsha Barnes that led a session about finances. There was just so many amazing people all in one space and all willing to just give of themselves to be able to speak to different areas of our life. There was a pajama panel. There was even a men's panel so that the sisters that were there could hear things from a men's perspective. Like, y'all, they thought of everything. And it was just like the lineup, the itinerary, everything was so well put together. Such an amazing event for women to come out and experience. So overall, the event was a 3-day event from September 14th through September 16th. I personally was only able to make one day of the event just because of my schedule and previous engagements. But I'm so glad that I was able to come on that Friday, September 15th, and experience just the amazing conference, so well put together, and how God moved. So that morning, there was a session with Dr. Anita Phillips and also with Dr. Brené Brown, and they both just spoke to the spiritual and mental side of life, healing from trauma, because it's like, a lot of times we're not talking about that in a church setting, and then we just know how to pray, but we don't know how to heal, or we don't know how to handle conflict, or we don't know how to heal from childhood trauma. So it was a really cool space to be able to have both of those topics, both of those conversations in the same room, the spiritual and the mental side. Dr. Anita Phillips talked about intergenerational therapy and just the healing of the mind. She gave very practical tips that we can apply to our life. And then Dr. Brené Brown did just a very good talk with Sarah Jake Roberts, answered a lot of great questions during the Q&A. Once again, a very, very helpful, very needed conversation. And that was the morning session. It was full of laughs, full of even tears, because there was moments that really just got everybody. There was just so many beautiful moments. And Then we took a break, and then there was time for you to go around and shop. So there was something called the Hope Marketplace, and that is where you could buy just so many cute bags, notebooks, journals, t-shirts. I mean, anything you wanted, you could have found it at that marketplace, at the stations where you could buy the merch. You can also see that in the recap as well. But y'all, like, Sarah Jakes Roberts does not miss with the fashion. She always pulls up, comes through, and so she wanted to make sure that we was gonna be stepping too. So there was really cool opportunities for you to be able to purchase some of the merch and some of the really just cute fashion that they had available there. There also were some hope chats. So there were sessions about finances, about leaving a legacy, about making sure that your marriage was going to be good. Like, these were such needed conversations. Like, where can you find all of that in one place, right? All in one conference. Like, from a holistic standpoint, you were cared for. You were looked after. Like, you were going to check off all the boxes before you left that conference. Make sure that you got to cry. You got to worship. You got to take some notes. You got to heal from some trauma. You got to let go of some things. You got to forgive some people. All in one, in like a couple days, right? Like, so, it's such amazing time. And then also that night, Cheryl Brady, who is the pastor of the Potter's House of North Dallas, came and brought the heat. Like, she... I'm surprised the globe I feel wasn't on fire. Like literally, I stepped outside for a second and I could feel like it was like the building was shaking. And it wasn't because of a football game. It wasn't because of, you know, fans cheering loudly for, you know, some humans running with a football. Like, they were going off for Jesus. It was Holy Spirit, like, all up in that place that really just brought the fire. Literally could feel the building shake. Like, it was so cool. Such an amazing experience. She was not playing. I mean, from the moment she stepped up there, she just let the Lord have his way, and he did. If you haven't seen any of the recap footage, either on my Instagram or on Woman Evolve, make sure y'all check that out, because wow, like, this just shows you what God was trying to do in that place. There was also a pajama panel to end the evening, and oh my goodness, just such beautiful words were shared. Some of the panel included Sarita Jakes, which is Sarah Jakes Roberts' mother, and Linda Griffin, and they just brought so much knowledge. It was like, it felt like, it was just like such a heartwarming conversation that like got you all the way together. It was like just going to like a family gathering, just everybody just sitting in the living room, and then whoever's like, you know, the wisest in the room just starts talking, and everybody just listens and maybe cries a time or two because it's just so good, and you can just hear their wisdom and their experience, and like there were laughs and stuff that were in there too, but man, they just they wrecked us. Oh man, what a day. What a day. And that was just one day out of three. Like I said, I didn't get to experience the full conference, but just seeing all the recaps and all the amazing things. There was luncheons. There was men's talk. There was scholarships given away. There was, you know, Sarah Jakes Roberts preached. There was amazing worship. And another cool part of Women Evolve Conference was that they even released a song. Like, it's like a legit anthem. There was even videos that went viral of those who attended the conference at the airport still singing the songs in the airport, like as they're flying back, when they're at the gate or at the terminal waiting. Like, it was just, man, like, they released a whole anthem. It's called On Time God. Y'all be on the lookout for that. It was so good. Like, it just left everybody in awe and tears. The worship was amazing. Like I said, Trinity Anderson, Chandler Moore, Naomi Rain were all part of leading worship that weekend. And so it was just amazing, amazing. Like, there was just so much all in 3 days. And so that was Woman Evolve Conference. And I also got a really cool opportunity because of being part of the media press to be in the press room to do some interviews with some actresses and other celebrities. So the main one that I wanted to highlight for this podcast is a woman named Yvonne Orji. So you may have heard of her, you may have not, but she is a Nigerian comedian and actress in Hollywood, and she's also a believer. And so she has used her platform to, you know, make sure that she lets everyone know about her faith, and she's very bold in her faith, but she also is able to just share what it is to be in Hollywood as a believer, to be an actress, what it is to walk in faith and just live those things out. And she's also literally hilarious. Like, I'm not saying that she's a comedian just because, like, she's funny. Like, she's legit. That's her job. She's a comedian. And it shows. She's so funny. And so I want y'all, for the latter half of this podcast, to hear some of the clips from the interview that was conducted with Yvonne Orji. So, with this interview, so for the first question, it was asked of Yvonne Orji, how did she feel to be at Woman Evolve 2023? And this was her response.
It feels amazing because I'm like, yo, if the artists that we love can fill the stadium, why can't we fill the stadium for Jesus? Why? Who says we can't? Guess what? Not Sarah Jakes, because she says we can, and we sure did. How about that?
Y'all, I just love her energy. Like, she came in the room and just immediately started spitting jokes. And I was like, ugh, that's my vibe. Like, I tell people, like, life is too short to be serious, right? Like, live it up, have some fun. And she definitely matched the vibe for sure. The next question that was asked of her was concerning her book. She's written a book called Bamboozled by Jesus. And basically the book is saying how she didn't know that this is how her life was going to go. And she had one plan and Jesus said, how about this? And so she followed God's plan. Obviously, it's been successful because that's what happens when you follow the plan of God, period. But that's her book, Bamboozled by Jesus. And so this question was asking her about Bamboozled by Jesus. How does it feel? How did she come about writing it? And this was her response.
Honest to God, like when, like I said, back in 2006, when God told me to do comedy at this pageant, first of all, I had been bullied as a kid. I did not want rejection. And if you're not funny as a comic, guess what happens? They will boo. And this is in front of other Nigerians. So they don't just boo. They just be like, whose book that is this? This is nonsense. And I didn't want that smoke. I didn't want the smoke. But God said, either you're going to learn to trust me or you're not. And I think, and then he stopped talking. And I was like, what kind of conversation is this? But it was in that moment where I was like, oh, he might be right. Either I'm going to lean in or I'm not. And I'm glad I did. But that's how the bamboozling of Jesus works.
Y'all, I feel her 100%. Some of y'all already know my story, but from leaving my career of nursing, I didn't know what was next. And like, I feel like God just told me, hey, leave nursing completely. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'll do that. But like, what are we going to do now? You know? And then it didn't go how I thought it would go at all. And so I was just like, mad confused, like, wait, what's happening right now? But that's exactly what, you know, God had in store. And God's plans are always higher than ours, and we don't always see it happening right away, but we will understand more and more in time. Next question, Yvonne was asked about any advice for college students about pursuing your dreams. What are things that she would share with those who are in college currently? And this was her response.
I would say in college, I would say have fun a little bit. Because for me, I mean, I'm a child of immigrants. So I was biology major. I don't know that I had fun in college. And, you know, you don't get that time back. I think when you're in college, you feel like you have to have your life figured out by the time you're 20 and a half. And it's like, that's not true. I'm good in my 30s and I'm like still reinventing myself. And so I would say, don't be so stringent with feeling like you have to know every single detail of your life. Baby, your life is just starting at best. Stay on your parents' health insurance until you're 26. And get all the free food. But I would say try different things. Even if you are like, I know I want to major in this and I know I want to do that, that's fine. Take all of those courses to do that. But I would also say try something else. Try something just for fun. Like get a hobby. I just found hobbies in the pandemic. And that is not the time to do it. But
I love that this question was in there because obviously my audience is college students, and so I love that what she had to share, and I 100% agree. Have fun. Don't be wilding now. Y'all know, have some godly, holy fun, but y'all can have fun. Like, live your best life. These are your years to have fun. Not saying that you won't have fun the rest of your life, but these are years to make friends, to make really fun memories. So make sure that you're having fun. And the last question, as I mentioned, Yvonne is an actress in Hollywood. And so she has to make decisions that often are a direct reflection of her faith, especially regarding scenes that she will do and will not do, different words maybe, you know, that she won't say or will say. And so she is constantly having to make decisions that are a direct reflection of the God that she serves. And so the question question was asked of her, how do you not compromise in your faith? This was her response.
I mean, the only reason I'm here is because of faith. Jesus told me to do comedy back in 2006, and I was like, nah. And he was like, what else you got? I was like, I don't like these questions. And just in saying yes and figuring out, like, okay, he might know more about me than I know about myself, and being obedient. One thing, when I got saved at 17, I was just like, all right, I guess obedience is the name of the game. You know, just keep saying yes to God and figuring it out later. And that's what I've been doing. So my whole trajectory is all because his hand is on me. I mean, mm-hmm. I came out the womb holding my mama's IUD. So God, either things weren't great in the medical department, or God was like, nah, not this one. She gonna come out. You know what's funny? I don't know that I had, a compromise is only hard if you're like, you are wanting to compromise, or you're like, think about it. Like, for me, it was not an option. It really wasn't. Like, you know, when people would be like, you know, this joke would be so much more funnier if you dropped the F-bomb, I was like, well, I guess I'll have to figure out how to make it funny without it. Like, it wasn't an option. It wasn't like, hey, maybe you're right. I was like, that's just not the brand. Also, here's what my contract says, and here's what I can and can't do. So, it hasn't been like a challenge. It's only a challenge if I don't know who I am or if I don't know who I serve, because maybe the chance has been coming.
Man, I love that so much. She literally said, it's about the God that I serve. Like, who do I serve? Period. Like, she made it seem so simple, right? It's just like, it's just that easy. Who do you serve? You serve God or not? Like, period. And hey, that's the attitude we got to have about it too. Who do I serve? Like, who am I really serving? Am I serving man? Am I trying to be out here to please man? Or am I out here trying to please God? So that was an amazing interview. I'm very glad that I got to be in the room, that I got to be a part of that experience with interviewing her, and also just the experience as a whole. As I mentioned already, make sure you check out a recap video. The link is in the show notes. So make sure you just kind of see everything that I was discussing here in this podcast episode. Thanks so much for listening. And hey, I want to encourage you to go ahead and book your tickets for Woman Evolve 2024. And you actually can register now and save $50 off. So you get early bird entry, early bird tickets. All you have to do is go to womanevolveconference.com to go ahead and register. So the Woman Evolve Conference will be in the fall of 2024. The dates are to be determined and they will be announced. But you can go ahead and register, get $50 off, and just already, you know, have your name on the list so that you can make sure that you will have your seat for next year. So once again, that's womanevolveconference.com. Next conference is in fall of 2024, and I would love for you to pull up. Hey, if you're planning on going, you know, let me know. We can show up together. We can hang out while we're there. I'd love for y'all to, you know, come through. So that's it for this bonus episode. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for tuning in to Christian Girls Pop. I'm looking forward to giving you more bonus content like this in the future, so y'all be on the lookout. Thanks so much for tuning in, and if you haven't already, make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Christian Girls Pop. You can find us on YouTube at Christian Girls Pop and on our website, christiangirlspop.com. Thanks so much for tuning in, and as always, remember, Jesus already loves you so much. Don't you ever forget that.